Okay, today's daf is Sota Daf Mem Aleph, and we are on Daf Mem Aleph on the top. We started yesterday discussing the Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed the brachas of the Kohen Gadol and how the Kohen Gadol read the Torah after he finished the Avoda on Yom Kippur. Right? Why is this here? Because again, it's one of the items that are on the list of Nemarin Belashon HaKodesh. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that he reads from Achremos, which is the Avoda, and then he reads from Emor. And then he closes the Torah, rolls it up, holds it, and says, Yosef Masha Karisi Lefnechem Kasav Khan, there's more that's written here in the Torah. You shouldn't get any ideas that this is a Sefer Torah Pasul, as we'll see soon. And then he reads the rest. He reads from Pinchas Baal Peh. So says the Gemara, Kore top of Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. V'kore Achremos V'ach Be'asar. He reads both of those parshios, Achremos, and then he reads from Emor, which are not exactly one right after another. They're close, but they're not one right after another. So for a mini, ask the Gemara, but what about the following rule? Medalgin B'Navi Vein Medalgin B'Torah. You're not allowed to skip around the Torah. So even though it's close, right? So isn't this a hard and fast rule that you're not allowed to skip a Torah, you have to go straight? So answers the Gemara, no. Amar Abaya, lo kasha. Kan bechteshi yifsok haturgaman. Kan bechteshi lo yifsok haturgaman. Really, you are allowed to skip a Torah. You're only not allowed to skip a Torah if it's going to take a long time. But as long as the Turgamon, as we said last time, the Turgamon, which was very common in those days, and the Torah says, Bizvana said we don't do it because we don't understand it anyway, but if you could roll it in the interim, in the time that it takes to the Turgamon to give the Targum, and the Tzibur won't notice, so then one is allowed to roll. So Achremos and Emor are very close, and therefore one is allowed to do that. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute, Vaha Aloktani. But 1 minute, we have talking about that statement of Medalgin, Medalgin B'Navi Vein Medalgin B'Torah. You're allowed to in Nevi'im, meaning in Haftorah, but you're not allowed to be Medalig in Torah. V'ad Kama Medalgin, how long are you allowed to be Medalig in Navi? Ad Kadesh, Alo Yifsok HaTurgaman. So even the allowance in Nevi'im is only Ad Kadei. Michlal, that implies Dibetorah, Klal V'Klal Lo. If the only allowance within Navi is limited, so that means in the parallel, in the Torah, you're not allowed to be Medalig at all. So again, we're back to the question of how did the Kohen Gadol do this on Yom Kippur? El Amar Abaya, Lo Kasha. So Abaya re-clarifies. Kan B'Inyon Echad, Kan B'Shnei Inyonim. Depends if it's one or two Inyonim. If it's one Inyon, one idea, one theme, so then you're allowed to be medalig even in Torah. As the Brisa says, V'hatanya, medalgan b'Torah v'inyan echad, u'b'navi b'shnei inyanim. You're allowed to be medalig in Torah within one inyan. And in Navi, the chiddush is even in two inyanim. V'kan v'chan, b'chdei shalo yifso katorgaman. But in both, you're not allowed to be medalig so long that it would be a tircha, as we will describe. Stop there in the Brisa for a moment. What does it mean? Why does it make a difference whether it's one or two inyanim? So you might have said it's not covered. If you're skipping already, it at least has to be connected. But Rashi has a little deeper insight. Rashi says in Kan B'inyan Echad, after quoting the Halacha, Rashi says on the sixth skinny line or so, this, why are you allowed to by Yom Kippur? And Tzav Parsha Acheres, why would you not be able to do two different inyanim? She'ein Halev Shehu Nimshach Acher Inyan Echad Mimaher Latzeis B'imenu Lishma Ulahavin Divrei Inyan Acher. If we're focused on one Kriyas HaTorah, and we're understanding it, and we're getting the messages of it, it will be very hard for us to be able to then get into a different area of Torah as we are listening to. Hilkach Torah, Shaha Mitzvos, Teluyosba, Umashmienos, Alitzibor. So that's why when it comes to Torah, why is there a difference between Torah and Navi? Why by Navi are we not so concerned? And you can have different inyanim, because Torah teaches us halacha. Torah teaches us mitzvos. And therefore, by Torah, we're more concerned that somebody's going to hear something, and one is not going to be able to focus on the second, on the switch, and therefore it's going to lead to mistakes. Upasa echad shlo yavin bohu shochacho, va'over alav, va'eino makaimo, uba churbana alkach. It's going to be terrible if we don't understand the halacha, or if we forget something, right? As it says in Pirkei Yavos, that if somebody is Mischayev Benafshu, if we forget something. V'lakach, and that's why you don't skip me'inyan le'inyan. Mashenki by Navi, you're not really learning too many halachas from the Navi. Most of it is stories, most of it is Musar, and therefore it is okay if one doesn't specifically need. Think about that. What did Rashi just say? They were so concerned, they were so concentrating on the Kriyas HaTorah, that, you know, we can't have another one because we're going to be too focused on the first one that we're not going to be able to concentrate on the second one. Halavai, we should be focused on the first one. Halavai, we should realize what Kriyas HaTorah is about. Yes, it's a Chovas HaTzibur. Yes, it's a Mitzvah Drabanan, as came up earlier. Even if I missed a word or two, it is okay. But Chazal wanted us to experience the Kriyas HaTorah. Rav Soloveitchik expands on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kriyas HaTorah is a reenactment of Har Sinai. Reenactment, and that's the minhag that we mentioned a couple of days ago about standing for Kriyas HaTorah. You don't have to stand when you learn, but you have to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. And we make another Birchas HaTorah when we lane. We just said it half an hour ago, 40 minutes ago in the morning. What if you say another Birchas HaTorah? Because that's a different quality of Torah. It's not just Talmud Torah. It's a reenactment of Har Sinai. And there, and that's what Chazal wanted to create. And that's why it's only with 10, right? You need a minion. And that's why we have to, the minhag of standing. But at least we have to follow and try to listen. And that's what Chazal said. Unbelievable. You know, it wouldn't be possible for us to be able to switch. Halavai, we should be focused even on the first one. That's the implicit mussar that we have here. Where do we do this? When do we ever skip? When did we ever skip? So fast day. That's the popular one, and that's what the Meiri writes in Megillah. It's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah that we skip on a fast day because it's one inyan. It's one inyan. Vayachal, we skip within the story of the kapara of the Cheta Egel. So we skip there, and it's also there, but we're skipping between the Aliyos. So also, it's not something that is noticeable. It's, we don't have a Meturgamon, but it's similar to Kadesh Aliyifsok HaTurgamon, because nobody notices. If nobody's ever been in Balkore, and you just follow along in the Siddur, you don't realize that they're skipping in Parshas Kisisa, but that's what's happening on a fast day. And Haftorah. And the Haftorah, as we'll get to in a second. But that is, in terms of the Torah, the skipping. We do repeat, on Rosh Chodesh, we do repeat a Pasuk, just to make sure you have three in that Aliyah, but that is regarding skipping around. And now just finishing the Braisa. Right where we ended. Ve'ein medalgin, that was in the Torah. So in Torah, you're allowed to skip within one inyan as long as lo yisok haturgamon. Right, so it's very short and the same idea. And ve'ein medalgin mi navi lenavi, we now have to skip from one navi to a different navi, that is a separate iser. Ubin navi shal shnei masar medalgin. But the treyasar, the end of Nevi'im, is, they are all considered one sefer, and therefore you can be medaleg mi navi lenavi in treyasar. Right, they're called, right, there's a, not such a good, I don't like the translation of the minor prophets. Can't say they're the minor prophets. They're the prophets that had quantitatively less nevuah to give over to Klal Yisrael. But we should make sure that, even if we call them the minor prophets, we should make sure every prophet is major. We have to make sure how we use that. But anyway, treyasar is assumed to be one sefer. Right, last week we laned an entire Sefer, one of the only two times that we laned an entire Sefer besides the Megillus. We laned Ovadia, right, the entire Sefer Ovadia is only one parak, and Yonah is obviously the other one. So in Treyasar, we are allowed to be Medalik. Ubilvad, Shalei Dalik, Misofa Sefer, Litzchilaso. As long as you don't go backwards. As long as you don't go from the end of the Sefer to the beginning of the Sefer. What does that mean? What does that mean from the end to the beginning? So that's the Machlokas Rishonim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this Machlokas Rishonim in Simen Kuf Mem Dalid, where all of these rules are said. The Shulchan Aruch there says, quotes our Braisa. Shulchan Aruch, this Braisa also appears in Megillah, and they said, Ava Minavi Lenavi Ein Medalgin, Ubitreasar Medalgin Minavi Lenavi, Ubivachal Yedalig Misofa Sefer Letchilasa. So what does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes two deis. V'hina yesh deis ben aposkin. Yesh omrim didafka minavi. What is this last line going on? You're allowed to go in Treyasar from one to another, but don't go backwards. Don't go backwards. So is that even within Treyasar you're not allowed to go backwards? Or is that going back on other Nevi'im? Yesh omrim dafka minavi lenavi in medalgin bazeh. V'afilu benavi shel Treyasar. You can't skip from a Navi, you can't go backwards from one Navi to another Navi. Avo benavi echad medalgin afilu lamafreya. But within one Navi, you're allowed to be medalig even lamafreya. Im heim smuchim elo yitzarchu atzibur lamar b'shtika. As long as the tzibur doesn't have to sit there and wait. That's one day, meaning this last line of not being medalig is only talking about two different Nevi'im. Umagan Avram mitzadei v'chein pasak el yorabba di'afilu benavi echad ein ledalig lamafreya. Even within one Navi, one shouldn't go backwards. And the prima gadda is betzadid to be inyan echad, but navi echad mutar kolik was lemafrei. As long as there's one navi, one inyan, one can go, one can go back. So where did this come up? Lemaisa. Why is this discussed? Daf Torah for parshas mishpatim, which we hardly ever lane because it's usually shkalim or something else that Shabbos. But if we ever lane mishpatim, once in a while we get to lane mishpatim. So that is Yirmiyo perek lamed dalet, and the last two psukim are Yirmiyo perek lamed gimel. So that's the example that we go backwards. The minhag in most chumashim, some say you have to switch it because of this. That's the mesorah. The mesorah in most chumashim is that it's you go backwards, and then you would have the pshat of this line of the Gemara that it means only you can't go backwards l'mafreya within two different neviim, but within one navi, within one inyan, one would be able to go backwards. Okay, that's some of the rules regarding skipping around and the laning that we got into from the Kohen Gadol's Kriya on Yom Kippur. That's why how he was able to do the first two Kriyas by rolling the Torah. But now we get to the next one. So we did Achremos. He did Emor. So now Pinchas, we say, he does not do. The Golel es HaTorah, he rolls up the Torah. Umeinicha Becheiko, he holds it. V'chulu. And then he makes the whole announcement. Yosef HaShakarasi Kosef Khan. Why does he have to make that announcement? The kol kach lama shalolo hotzi laz al sefer Torah, because we don't want to be motzi laz. We don't want anybody to think that what he's about to read is not in the Torah, and that's why he's reading it by heart. Oh, it must be apostle Torah, and that's why he's saying it like this. No, it's a kosher Torah. I didn't want to take up your time though. To go from Emor to Pinchas would take a long time. Shalolo hotzi laz, which that concept is a very crucial concept in terms of chas v'shalom in cases where there will be a psul in the sefer Torah in the shul, so there's no, okay, just be machmir, put it away and take out another one. No, that's also embarrassing the Torah. It's not just a question of, oh, being machmir. Being machmir on this Torah's expense is being makel in its covet. So one is not allowed to put a sefer Torah away unless it's really vadai a problem, or one is close to thinking that it's a problem, because you can't make a bracha, a potential bracha of a tala on a Torah that you already know is pasul. Right? We paskin, there is a machlokas we showed, and the Rambam writes in Tshuva, the Beis Yosef quotes it, that you're allowed to make a bracha on a pasul sefer Torah. Right? What if you only have a pasul sefer Torah in town? You're allowed to use that for kriyas haTorah. That's a machlokas we showed him. Some Rishonim, the Rambam says yes, you can make a bracha, and other Rishonim say no. It's pasul. What do we paskin? Compromise. What's the compromise? If you find the psul in the Sefer Torah, you do not have to lane again what you laned. Let's say you're in the middle of the fourth aliyah. Right? What do we ever think about what we do? We put the Torah away and we continue from where we're up to. And we try l'chadchila to get seven aliyahs in the new Torah. But how does that work? What's the svar for that? Mimad afshach. If it worked, so keep going. And if it didn't work, you should have to do it again. Okay, you can't go back last week or 2 weeks ago, but at least today's. So the answer is we paskim shara. Mari Bei Rav. I've got the Beis Yosef quotes one of his rebbeim. I think it's the Mari Bei Rav that paskins this shara, and that is okay for the aliyahs and the brachas that we made already. We'll paskin like the Rambam in the Evid that the brachas worked and it wasn't a bracha levatala. But lachadchila, what is allowed to make a bracha on a pasul sefer Torah, and that's why for the rest of the laning we have to switch. But as the Gemara here says, we're very careful about the covet of the Sifrei Torah. And therefore, if we're not sure if it could be kosher, we'd rather not put it away. We'd rather have it because it's not just an area just to be machmir, because every chumrah leads to a kula. Every chumrah of putting it away because you're nervous that it's going to be a bracha levatala could lead to a kula about the kashrus of the Sefer Torah and embarrassing it. Or the Sefer Torah is something that we have to be wary of. Again, obviously, like Chazal say, it's an inanimate object. Does it really have busha? Right, the ramp of the mizbeach, is there really busha there that the steps would be embarrassed of seeing the nakedness of the kohanim? Pasuk at the end of Parshas Yisro, or is the challah really embarrassed? So obviously, it's meant to teach us ideas. And here too, the most holy item that we have, the most kadosh item, we have to be very careful of its status. Next, last skinny line. Ube asar shabachum shabakudim kore alpe. And Pinchas, you read by heart. Velichrechep lesefer vilikri. So why don't you just roll the sefer and read it? I mean, take a couple of minutes. Take a couple of minutes. Velichri. Amarav huna bar yudam. Amarav sheshes. No, if he's saying gol in sefer Torah b'tzibur. You're not gol in sefer Torah b'tzibur because of tircha d'tzibura. And we don't want people to have to wait. Velei say, we'll get back to that. Velei say sefer Torah achrina velikri. So why don't you just take out another sefer Torah? Why did the Kohen Gadol in the Beis Hamikdash have two sefer Torah? Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar, Mishum Pekam Moshe Rishon. No, then if you take out another Torah, you're going to have the same problem. People are going to think there was a pekam in the first Sefer Torah. And that's why you took out another one. Right, so that's the problem. Rishon Melakish Amar, Lefishein Mevarchin, Bracha She'en Etzricha. Because we don't want to have a bracha she'en etzricha. If you take out another Sefer Torah, you're going to have to make another bracha on that, and that's not needed. And the post can discuss, why wouldn't you be able to have the first bracha? Why isn't it like food? That as long as it's there in front of you, the bracha would work. But either way, the Rish Lakish assumes that would be an unneeded bracha. Says the Gemara, Umi chashin lebgama, are we really choshesh for the pekam of a Sefer Torah? This is unbelievable. I'm going to talk about Hashgacha. I mean, this round of Daf Yomi. How many times in Shas does it talk about Rosh Chodesh Teves that falls out on Shabbos? And we stand here the week of a Rosh Chodesh Teves falling out on Shabbos. Unbelievable. V'yam Rabbi Yisrael Nafka. Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Maybe Shalosh Toros. Three Toros. V'kore. Achas V'inyano Shel Yom. V'achas Shal Rosh Chodesh. V'achas B'Shal Chanukah. Three Toros. So you see, we're not worried about the embarrassment of the first Torah. Right, so why in the base of Migdash? Why didn't they bring two Torahs? Well, they obviously had enough. So why didn't they bring two Torahs there? And in Shul, we're not worried about it. We have three Torahs. Answer, Tzlasa Gavri, B'Tzlasa Sifre, Leka Bagama. Three different people getting the Aliyahs. That's not a problem. Because everyone is separate, and you don't connect the two. Right, that's why even we paskin, if you have family members, who the Minog is like to follow, anti-Ayin Hara, not to give two direct family members one after another, we pass in two Sifrei Torah, it's okay. As long as it's a different Sefer. It's a different world. So you have a different Sefer and a different person, so there's no Pekam. Chad Gavar betrays Sifrei Ika Pagama. The problem was, the Kohen Gadol himself was reading all these Torahs. It would be the same person. And that's why they would be worried about Pagam in the Sefer Torah. Unbelievable, right? One of the few times that it is possible to take out three Sefer Torah. Only four times in Halacha that is possible to take out three Sefer Torah, that there would be a Chiyuv to take out three Sefer Torah. One of them comes up every year, Simchas Torah, right? That's the Chiyuv to take out Zos HaBracha and Bracious and Maftir, right? Those are the three. And the other three possibilities are only ones that might come out, right? Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Chanukah, and Shabbos Mevarchim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan that falls out on Shabbos, right? That's also HaChodesh, and Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls out on Shabbos, which is also Shkalim, right? So those are the only four possibilities that there are to take out three Sifrei Torah. There is a Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas, the Beis Yosef quotes in Kuf Mem Dalid, between the Mordechai and the Rashba. Just reading this Gemara, not thinking about what we do. But just reading this Gemara, what do you think would be the case if, let's say, it's this Shabbos, let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, Teves, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, and you only have one Torah? You only have one Torah, so what do you do? Reading this Gemara, you might say, you read the first one, and then you read the other one by heart. Because it's a long break, and you have to go from one place to another place, so you have to read it by heart. And that's exactly what the Rashba says in a Tshuva. The Rashba writes in a Tshuva, Sha'alta, Rosh Chodesh, Shechalias B'Shabbos, Shemotzi and Shnei Sifrei Torah. What about a regular Rosh Chodesh that falls out on Shabbos? Let's say it's Parshas Vayera. And you're going to read Vayera, then you have to go to Pinchas for Rosh Chodesh Maftir. So what do you do in that case? You only have one Torah. Ein Lam Ela Sefer Torah Echad, Emutter Likros HaMa'ora B'Chumashim Shalanu. Could you read the Maftir from a Chumash? Okay, you don't know it by heart. Read it from a Chumash. Tshuva. Mutter Likros HaMa'ora B'Chumash. Shaharei, the Perak Balo, that's the Perak in Yuma, which has the same Gemara as we have, Hitiru Likros Balpeh, Afal Pisha Dram Shebechsav Yetar Reshai Lomer Nalpeh, even though, right, you're not allowed to read the Dram Shebechsav by heart, but Asru Liglo Mebnei Kavarat Sibur, the Kol Shekein Kan, Shekorin Bechsav, Shein Golem, you can already read it from Bechsav. So the Rashba says, that's what you would do. But the Mordechai argues, the Beis Yosef also goes, the Mordechai in Gittin says no, Mutav sheyidche kavarat tzibur v'lo tidche takanes chachamim. This is a takanes chachamim of Kriyas HaTorah, of everything what to lane. And the Ritva also paskins that way against his Rebbe, the Rashba. The Ritva also paskins like this Mordechai, that no, you'd roll. Kavanat Tzibur could be Nidcha. And that's what the Beis Yosef says. V'ha'olam lo no'agu ela kesvara rishona. I read it in the opposite order. Right? The minag olam is like the svara rishona. So if a shul only has one Torah, what's the minag? We roll it. And the Tzibur is mochel on their covet. It could also be a difference. I saw one of the achronim. Oh, and the Darkei Moshe says, V'yachshav min haga shagolam asfarim b'shash omrim psuki de zimra. Or let's say some other time when it's, you should get all the, if you have more than one sefer, you should make sure to have it already, right before, not right before, but, at a time when the tzibur doesn't notice. Ukshetrichim ligulo b'shasa kriya golim b'tzibur k'divriya Mordechai. Basically, the Darkei Moshe also says that. That is what the minhag is, to roll it, and, even if there's only one Torah. Okay. The Magen Avraham, that's what I was going to say. Magen Avraham says it could be that in the Gemara it was different because that was all of Klal Yisrael that was waiting. That was millions of people. So there you might say, okay, there's a serious Kavanat Tzibur. If it's your shul, the shul can be mochel. Shul can be mochel, and it would be okay. Fine. Other point to mention, the Gemara here said, according to Reish Lakish, we don't want to take out another Torah because it would be a bracha she'ena tzricha. A bracha that is unneeded. There is a machlokas rishonim, which we have mentioned in the past. What level aveira is a bracha she'ena tzricha? I make a bracha that's not needed. I didn't have to make another bracha, but I did. Or what happens if I make a bracha in the middle of nowhere? Just that I say, Baruch Adah Hashem l'kenim nachalam bori m'nei mezonos. A beautiful bracha. Beautiful statement. What type of aveira is that? So that's a machlokas rishonim. The Gemara says in brachas lama gimel, if you say a bracha she'ena tzricha, over below sase. Over below sisa. Slow sisa from the Aseres Hadibros. So how literally do you take that? Tosfos does not take that so literally. Tosfos says, Asmachta bi'alma. Tosfos says, it's a Durabanan. How can you say, you know what low sisa is if you say the name of God for nothing? You just say the name of Hashem. But here, if you make a bracha she'ena tzricha, it is a beautiful statement that you made. You're right, Chazal didn't tell you to make it. Chazal didn't institute it. But if you made a bracha, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam. Unbelievable. It's beautiful. So how could you say you're violating Nisa Daraisa there? So that's why Tosfos says you're not violating Nisa Daraisa. And that's against the Rambam. The Rambam seems to take the Gemara literally. In the first parak of Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam says, Kalam avarech brachas yin etzricha, harei ze nosei shem lashav. Vaharei hu kenishba lashav. It's like you swore in vain. Va'asur la'anos acharav amein. And it's asur to answer amein to that bracha, brachas yin etzricha. And in that same halacha is where the Rambam talks about what the Shulchan Aruch also quotes. What about children? When children, let's say you're making a bracha, Baruch HaTah, and the kid's making a bracha. Are you allowed to answer amen to that? So a discussion in the, so many say if they're saying it as a, if they're just saying it, they're singing a bracha like for no reason, you should not say amen to that bracha. But al tzchinuch, if they're making a bracha on food and you're teaching them, so poskim say that it will be okay. It'll be okay. That's the continuation of the Rambam. Right here. But if you look at the Rabbeinu Manoach right here, Rabbeinu Manoach says, if you make a bracha she'ena tzricha, it's a daraisa, the Rambam says. Says Rabbeinu Manoach, v'yaf al pi sha'anu omrim barach shem kavod, even though we say barach Hashem li'olam in chutz la'aretz, so that bracha is nowhere in Shas, says the Gemara, filoachi ein ba mishum lo sisa, tahar rabbanan basroi tiknua, v'arashus nesuna l'chol gadol she'bechol dar v'dar, l'takein bracha, l'fiya mischadesh la'anshe doro. Wow. Rabbeinu Manoach, he's in the Rishonim. He's not talking about Chazal. Rabbeinu Manoach says, even though we say, Baruch Hashem Yolam, which was from when? That was from the Gaonim. Tosfos quotes that. That's from the Gaonim. That's a bracha after Shas. You can still make a bracha? The Gaonim can make a bracha? So Rabbeinu Manoach says, yes. Okay, maybe not now. For sure not, Bizman Hazeh, I would say. But in the days of the Gaonim, right after the Gemara, right, they had the power. He says, "Becholder Vadar Yiftach Bedoro Kishmul Bedoro." V'kiva shetiknua b'geula k'geula richta damye. V'nira shalzeh slama goins al kishetikin b'pidyon aben bracha alakos u'bibesamim b'madbeya aruch me'inyin pidyon aben shemavarech. Right, there are a number of brachas. This is a big topic. A number of brachas that are not in Shas. Number of brachas. For example, the bracha of a bar mitzvah, Baruch Shev Tarani. That's in a medrash. It's in a medrash. So do we paskin that way? Machlokas, the Ramah and the Gra. What do you say, Shem Hashem? It's nowhere in Shas. What about Hanosen Lo Yaif Koach? That bracha is not in Shas. Also later, a couple of brachas here and there that were all knowing to say that are not in Shas. And therefore, there are those that are makpid not to say them with Shem Hashem. But the Minhag Olam in most places, Baruch Hashem Li'olam and Anos Eliyav Koach, are to say them. But this is the issue that Rabbeinu Manoach brings up. If you look in the Chachmas Adam, the Chai Adam, the Chai Adam in Simen Hay, right at the beginning, Chal Hay, he talks about this Rambam and he finds a lot of difficulty with it. He says, I find that hard to believe that you're violating Lo Sisa. He says, on a Daraisa level, if that's true, how do we have any brachas? How did the rabbis come up with the idea of making a bracha? If you violate Shem Hashem, if you say it in a makom she'ein etzricha, so there should not be any institution called a bracha. Period. What gave the rabbis power to do that? And number one. Number two, right, another example. The Rambam really holds his daraisa. What are we passing by benching? If you don't remember if you benched or not, what are we passing? You say it again. Savi daraisa. Savi daraisa l'chumra. But 1 minute. Savi daraisa, you shouldn't have benched again, because maybe it's a bracha latala. It's a bracha she'ein etzricha. So you're saying, oh, all right, usually what's the rule? If you have a suffix, you do the mitzvah without the bracha, if you're not sure if you did it. But by benching, you have to make the bench again, because that is the mitzvah. So ask the Chayyadam, if it's really true that bracha she'in etzricha is really an issa daraisa, so then I find that hard to believe, because then the Rambam wouldn't say you bench again. So he reinterprets the Rambam. Bracha she'in etzricha means a bracha that's totally said for no reason. Totally for no reason. You're right. Like, I just say it in the middle of no, no. But if I'm saying it for a reason, I'm saying it because I have some type of suffix. I'm saying it because, like in the case of benching, or Chazal created it for a good reason. So then that would not be called a bracha she'in etzricha. V'lachin nirali dekuli alma eina over ela kishiyaskar Hashem below shum bracha or afilu bebracha rak sheomer bederech tzchok v'hitol debazeh meisir. The Lafanov. Avalim Mivarech Lahodos Lashem Shabara Priya Eitz. Av Kishilo Yochachum. Right, if you say it as a joke. But I'm sorry. He says, even if you say it as a statement in the middle of nowhere, I just feel so inspired. I want to give Hashem a bracha. Shakol Yebed Varo. Shakol Varo Lachvodo. I say it. Says the Chayadam. Ein Kanisar Daraisa Klau. El Drabanan Asru. Viafilum Kvarnifta Bebracha. Also, Ligro Bracha, Kedisa, Biyoma, Ubisota. So that's the important discussion of the Chayyadam based on that machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara two dots. Umavarach Aleshmona Brachos Vechulu. So the Kohen Gadol, after he reads from the Torah, he says the eight brachos. And if you remember, we mentioned yesterday the Tosfos Yantif on the Mishnah says that the whole Kriya, right, he's Medayik. Why didn't the Gemara ask what the source is? How do you know that it has to be in Lashon HaKodesh? So the pashas of the Gemara, of the Mishnah, was that the Kriya has to be Lashon HaKodesh. Remember the Tosfos Yantif, the Brachas. The Brachas have to be. But the Tosfos Yantif says, no, it's talking about the Kriya itself. Because why do we have to mention the Kriya in the Mishnah? And the Gemara never asks the source for the Brachos, because every Bracha has to be Lashon HaKodesh. What's the Havamina? So he had a different interpretation. It wasn't just talking about the Brachas. But here the Gemara mentions that you say the eight Brachas, Tana Rabbanan. Mevarchin, what Bracha do you say after the Kriya, Al HaTorah, Kederach Shem Mevarchin Vesa Knesses. You see Asher Bach Rabbanu. V'yal HaAvoda, V'yal HaHoda. From davening, v'al machilas ha'avon kitiknon, like we have those in Shmona Esrei. Al ha'mikdash b'fnei atzmo, v'al ha'kohanim b'fnei atzmon, al Yisrael b'fnei atzmon, v'al Yushalayim b'fnei atzmo. All special brachos that we have that day. V'ashar tefila, and then you say the rest, you add in some more prayers. Tanu Rabbanan, hashar tefila, tchina, rina, ubakasha, sha'amcha Yisrael tshrichin livasha. Your nation, the Kohen Gadol davens on Yom Kippur, needs salvation. V'chosein b'shomei tefila. And then after that, Mikan ve'elach, after he finishes the brachos, we have the following line. Kol echad ve'echad mevi sefer Torah mitoch beiso. Everyone goes home and brings a sefer Torah from their house. Everybody had sefer Torah in their house. V'korebo, and everybody brings that Torah back to the Beis HaMikdash and reads from it. V'kol kachlama kedei laharos chazuso larabim. To show the appearance in public. What does that mean? So there's a Rashi here, and there's a Rashi in Yuma. Rashi here quotes, what's the whole purpose of this? You go home, everybody goes, brings their Sifrei Torah back on Yom Kippur. Laros Chazuso, Rashi says, Chazuso shol Sefer Torah v'noya. To Omar Mar, Zekeli v'yanveyu, Esnoel l'fanev b'mitzvahs, b'sefer Torah noa, b'tzitzis noa. You want to show everybody the beauty of the Sefer Torah, and therefore you bring everybody brings their Sifrei Torah, unbelievable, everybody looking around, and it's the Hidr Mitzvah of showing the beautiful Sefer Torah. If you look in Rashi and Yuma, he adds in one phrase. And all the Achronim pick up on this difference. That you read this Rashi, what does it sound like? Hidr Mitzvah. We have Hidr Mitzvah all over. Right, Hidr Mitzvah in the object, in the Chepsa Shal Mitzvah. Sefer Torah Na, Lulav Na, Tzitzis Na. We have Hidr Mitzvah in many places. But Rashi in Yuma Daf Ayin, where this Gemara also is recorded, he adds in one line, Laharos Noya Shal Sefer Torah, V'tiferes Ba'aleha, Shetarach Lehisnaos B'mitzvah. It's not just the beauty of the Torah. It's the beauty of the Gavra. is the beauty of the person fulfilling the mitzvah, that they're bothering themselves and they're having a melus to do the mitzvah in a beautiful way. Shene'emar, is that Kelev Yanveyu, is not the fun of the mitzvahs, Lulav Noah, Sefer Torah Noah, Klaf Noah, Dio Noah, Lavlar Uman, Umeir of Yom HaKippur, Mevi'im Sham. Okay, we'll get to that line in a second. But that's a slight difference in the two Rashis. Right? Is this just Hidr Mitzvah in the Chetzah Shal Mitzvah, or is it Hidr Mitzvah even in the act? Even in the act and the Gavra. And that is something the Achronim, Rav Asher Weiss, and Minchas Asher in Bishalach discusses the two types of Hidr Mitzvah. Most of the time we find Hidr Mitzvah in the Chefza. Make a Mitzvah beautiful. Make a Chefza Shal Mitzvah. Make it beautiful. Right? The source of Hidr is Pre-Eitz Hadar. Right? Make it beautiful. But we do find a number of cases where we have Hidr Mitzvah in the Maisa, in the Gavra, in the action. Based on this Rashi, you find it. So, for example, one of the reasons given by the Rashi and the Rashbam in Arve Pesachim, you should not eat matzah on Erev Pesach. There's an Isser. So we go into Pesach Litei Avon. So we can eat a Litei Avon Mishum Hidr Mitzvah. What kind of Hidr Mitzvah is that? The matzah is more beautiful when you eat it when you're hungry. No, the answer is it's the Maisa. The Maisa, if I'm really have a tremendous appetite for the matzah, that's eating it in a beautiful way. That's Hidr Mitzvah in the Maisa HaMitzvah. Right? Or there's a Tosas and Brachas Daf Chafalaf that he quotes, that even though we know that you could be Yotzei with Shomea Ka'oneh, but when you answer it mamish yourself, so then Ika Hidr Mitzvah Tfei. In cases where there's no counter pressure of Barov Am, I would add. But there's an idea of Hidr Mitzvah there too. There's other examples that he gives as well about Hidr Mitzvah. But it's based on this Rashi. The other diuk in the Rashi, the Mishnah's Yavetz, Rav Zhalti has a piece on this, where he talks about Hidr Mitzvah also is something public. It's where you mahader and show others. That's the Hidr. Meaning, it's public. There's Hidr Mitzvah at home too. Right, with the Sefer Torah. They have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. There's Hidr Mitzvah in public. And that's what makes it a little challenging to figure out what's the Hidr Mitzvah by Bris Mila. Zekeli V'Anveyu, to go back for the Tzitzin Shein HaMa'akvin, or the Tzitzin HaMa'akvin, the Gemara in Shabbos, applies Hidr Mitzvah to Bris Mila. That's not in public. It's not in public. That's Mechuse. Right? That's a good question. The Mishnah's Yavetz and other Achronim deal with that in terms of Hidr Mitzvah Begalui, like Rashi says here, or not. Rashi also here deals with the question of, you let it carry on Yom Kippur? You're carrying the Sifrei Torah. So Rashi and Yuma, I just read it quickly, said, oh, they bring it from Erev Yontif. And what do? They keep all the Sifrei Torah of Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash from before Yontif. Unbelievable. But Rashi here has two other answers. Rashi here says, either this is going like the opinion that there's no issue of Hotzah on Yom Kippur, only on Shabbos, not on Yom Kippur. That's a Machlokas Tanoim, number one. Or Yerushalayim is a walled city. Yerushalayim is a walled city. Yerushalayim delo soseha ne'ulos balayla uma'arvin eskula. So Rashi here is 2 days. The Rashi there is in the third day. Three possibilities why there was no issue carrying the Torah. One final point. The Shraman Seder Balacha here asks, is this a real tzorech to carry a Torah? We know moving a Torah is a serious issue. You can't just move a Sefer Torah for nothing. It's got to be a real tzorech. Right? Talk about going to a base avel. You know, you should have an aron there. You should have an aron kavua there in order to put it in, because you don't want to just have it lying around. You want to just take it out. So what is the tzorech here? So suggests Shram Sinai Balacha, these Torahs that they brought were not written to read in shul. They were the old scrolls they used to learn from. It was like their svarim. Like the Rush talks about, the Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah today is buying Svarim and writing Svarim. Right? So maybe that's why you had more of a heter, because these were not the real Sifrei Torah that they used for Kriya in the shuls, but it was the Sifrei Torah that were written to learn from. Okay, that is all Kohen Gadol. Now we get into Melech. Says the Mishnah, Parshas HaMelech Ketzad. Parshas HaMelech also has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. What's the Parshas HaMelech? We call that Hakel. That's the second to last Mitzvah in the Torah, Mitzvah 612. A mitzvah for all men, women, and children to come to the Beis HaMikdash and perform the mitzvah on Sukkos in the 8th year of the Shemitah cycle, the year after Shemitah. Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban on the Ala Torah, how old are these babies? Are they mamish babies? Like Chazal say, that's what Rashi says. The Ramban acknowledges that, but finds that hard to believe. What's the purpose of bringing babies to the Beis HaMikdash? The Ramban wonders, right? That's the top, but that seems to be what Chazal say. You have to bring even the babies, as we've discussed messages of that in the past. Good. So, Parshas HaMelech Ketzad, Matzah Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag, Bishmini, B'Motzei Shvi'is, right, the year after Shemitah, on Motsoi, the first day of Sukkot. Otsin lo bima shal eitz bazara. They build a wooden platform, a woman bima of in the azara, v'hu yoshev aleha, and the king sits on it. Shneimar mikid shev hashanim b'moed v'gomer. That's when they build it. Chazan haknesses notel sefer Torah. The Rishonim deal with how you could have a wooden structure. I think we dealt with that months and months ago. Right? There's an Isser of Losita Lacha Sheira Kaleitz, Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Alokecha. You can't have a tree by the Mizbach. But we, the Chazal, understand that in Mesechas Tamid, any wooden structure. So how did they build this wooden structure? So maybe the Ravid says maybe it was temporary. Right? Others say that's why, the walls, the Sovev is, discussed, the Chayel, discussed what it could be made out of wood. But either way, they made this wooden structure. There was a heter. Chazan HaKnesset Nosel Sefer Torah, V'Nosel L'Rosh HaKnesset. For Rosh HaKnesset Nosel L'Skan. V'Skan Nosel L'Kohen Gadol. V'Kohen Gadol Nosel L'Melech. Right, just the same order that we had yesterday, but here you have the Melech at the end. V'Melech Omeid U'Mikabel V'Kore Yoshev. The Melech stands up, takes the Torah, sits down and reads. He does not have to read standing up. Agrippas HaMelech, one of the Greek kings. Amad V'Kibel V'Kara, meaning in the times of the Greeks. The Chashmonaim. Amad V'Kibel V'Kara Omeid. He took the Torah and he read it as he kept standing. V'Shibchu Chachamim, and the rabbis were very happy about that. Ukshigia Lo Losucha L'Seis Alecha Ish Nachri, when he got to the part in the Torah in Dvarim that you cannot have an Ish Nachri to be the king. Zolgur of the Mos. He started crying. Why? Because he was an Ish Nachri. What was the Ish Nachri? So Rashi here says his mother was Jewish, but his father was not. Right? So he's considered an Ish Nachri. Right? The Rambam writes here in the Pirshei Mishnayos, his mother was also a Gioris. Right? This Machlokas, what his parents were. So he was very upset. Amrulo, they said to him, Al tisiari agripas. Achinu ata, don't worry about it. You're good. You're okay. He was not okay, but they lied. Right? They were Machnifin. And we're going to have to talk about that in the Gemara. But they were acting inappropriately. They sort of said, Agrippas, we love you, but you're right, you can't be the king. Let's get somebody else. But they did not do that. V'kare, and what does the king read? Mitchilas eila hadvarim ad shema. Vishma, v'hayim shemoa, aser ta aser. Kisa chalela aser. Uparshas hamelech, ubrachos uklalos, ashegomer kol aparsha. Those are all the sections of Dvarim that he reads. Brachos shekohen gadol mevarech osan, hamelech mevarech osan. And the same brachos that the Kohen says, Kohen gadol says on Yom Kippur, the king says here, Elisha nosein shel regalim tachas mechilas ha'avon. But you switch to have a special bracha of Yantif instead of the mechilas ha'avon one. Fine. Says the Gemara. What did the Mishnah mean when it said you read it, motzai Yantif chag bishmini? What does shmini mean? Bishmini salgadaitach. What does that word mean? Ema bishminis. It means the eighth year, as we understood it. The eighth year, the year after Shemitah. V'kalani lameli, why does the Torah have to give such a description? Miket shevashanim b'shatzash b'moed. All these extra words. Tzrichi. Dikaz of Rachman. And we know we read it after the first day of Sukkot in the eighth year. So why do you have to have each of those phrases? Dikaz of Rachmana miket. If it just said at the end of 7 years, Havamina Nimna Mehashta. I might have thought that you start counting from when they got this command, which is in the 40th year in Arvas Moav. Start counting then. And really, Shemitah doesn't start for another 14 years, till after they went in, and Kivshu V'chilku. So I would have thought if it just said Miketz from now, V'avagav D'lo Mishrami B'Shemitah, because of Rachmana Shemitah, that's why it says Shemitah. V'kaz Rachmana Shemitah, Havamina B'sov Shemitah. I would have thought it meant at the end of Shemitah. Because of Rachmana B'moed, it's got to be a Yontif. Because of B'moed, Havamina Merei Shasa, I would have thought it means Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah right after Shemitah. So that this line that goes on our list of, is Rosh Hashanah a Moed? Right, it's in the Parshas HaMoedim. Is it full of Sim? Does it have Simchas Yontif? Avelus, Sidkas Chatzedek? Many nafkaminis, su'achi of su'uda, right? So if I would have said Moed, I would have thought maybe Rosh Hashanah. Because of Rachmana b'chaga sukkis. It's got to be sukkis. Because of Rachmana b'chaga sukkis, hava mina filu yantav achron. I would have thought even the last day of sukkis, because of Rachmana, bivo kol Yisrael. When everybody comes, meaning me'aschalta de Moed. So that's why you have to have all of this description to tell us which day it's going to happen. The Meshech Chachma discusses in the end of the Torah on this, why is this the best time to have this gathering? So he says both directions. It has to be about the past and about the future. Many of the farmers and many who were involved in agriculture were sitting this year and learning. We don't want them to forget exactly what they did. We want to have like a summation, a big conference, a big moment of inspiration to be able to help them take what they've done this year with them. But then he says also the opposite. Right before everybody goes back to work and it's regular business as usual, we want them to have a chizuk. We want them to have a moment of inspiration to take with them to the future. So the Meshech Chachma writes, it's both about the past and both about the future. That's why this was the best time to do it, right after Shemitah. Everybody gets together with the king. The Menachas Chinuch has a suffix. What if there is no king? Does it go by the Gadol Hador? What if it's Manazeh? It's Manazeh. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have maybe Shemitah Daraisa. But the Menachas Chinuch has the suffix whether you would, and he's noted to say you'd use the Gadol Hador. Right, if you don't have a king, you would use the Gadol Hador. The Chazan HaKnesses. Let's continue. The Chazan HaKnesses, no tell Sefer Torah. The Nos Nala Rosh HaKnesses. I'm sorry, I forgot to read the Rashi. Rashi on top. From the beginning of Yontif, but not on the first day of Yontif. Why not? Rashi says, because you can't build a platform on Yontif. That's Binyan. That's Binyan, that's not Tocha Shabbos or Yontif. It's not Ochel Nefesh. Right, so you can't build it on Shabbos or Yontif. Ume Esmol Nami, Lo Avdin Allah. And also, you can't build on an Erev Yontif because there's not going to be any room in the Azara. So you don't want to take up room, so you're going to read it now. And you know, the least time, the first day of Yontif is packed in the Azara. So that's why you don't want to take up room. So I didn't see anybody make the Ha'ara, but wasn't there a Nes? Was there, right, one of the Nisim, Alamar, Ben Adam HaChaver, Sali HaMakom, right? So it could be that, well, that's, there was a Nes as long as you didn't, like, do something to, like, make it impossible. Right? Just people. But here, you put a Bima. So the Bima can't squeeze, so that maybe that could, that's a fact. But either way, that's Rashi. Rashi says you can't do it on Yontif, you can't build it on Shabbos or on a Yontif. And the Taz in, Hilchas, the end, Tofrei Sabaches, he just wonders, if it's a Din D'Oraisa to have a Bima, so then why is that not Docha? So Din D'Oraisa should be Docha, so build it. It's like you have an Heter of Ochel Nefesh, you have an Heter, so it must be, the Taz says, that it's not a Din that it has to be done then. Or the Taz writes, there's a Pasuk that says it has to be done on Sukkot, there's a Pasuk that says it has to be done at the beginning. So who says it has to be done on Sukkot Yontif? Who says that? So therefore it has to be done towards the beginning. There is no din. If you look at Tosfos, it's printed on Amud Aleph. Tosfos says they built the parts of the Bima before Yontif. They just put it together on Yontif, on the second day of Yontif. Because Tosfos says if you didn't even build it at all, you can't build a Chol HaMoed either. It's an Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed. Why is that even? That's better than Yontif, but it's still an Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed. It is a Tzorach HaMoed, and it is. But Tosfos says they just put it together on the first day of Chol HaMoed, but they didn't build it from scratch. That's Tosfos on the bottom of Amud Aleph here. Also, to make the binyan better.
So they had Hakel during the daytime of the second day? Was it nighttime or was it the day?
I'm not sure. Not sure, was it afterward? They had to have time to set up. After Abdullah, everybody cleared out. Everybody, whoever is not on the setting up team, please step outside for a few minutes. Right, I'm not sure. It could be Mefurish, I don't know. It's Motsoi. Motsoi could be, right, Motsoi Yantif. Could be Motsoi Yantif. I don't know, because Motsoi can be the next day. We'll have to look to see what it is. Okay, let's continue. The Chazan HaKnesset knows the Eifer Torah knows the Rosh HaKnesset. So we have the whole pomp and circumstance again. Many people involved. Shamas Mina. As we said yesterday, Chok and Kabbalah Talmud, Makam Arav. Does this prove that you're allowed to show Kabbalah to a Talmud in front of the Rav? Amar Abaya, Kula Mishum Kvodo de Melech. No, it's all Kabbalah de Melech. You're not showing Kabbalah to the Skan or to the Rosh or to the Chazan. V'hamelech omeid umakabel v'korei Yoshev. And he could sit while he reads it. Agribas HaMelech Amad V'kibel V'kara Omed. And he stood. Omed Mechal de Yoshev. What, Agribas was sitting down? V'yomer Mar, Ein Yeshiva Bazar, El Malchus Beis David Belvad. Or any of the kings, they're sitting and then they stand up? Only Malchus Beis David is allowed to. Shenei Amar V'yavo HaMelech David V'yeshe Levnei Hashem V'yomer V'gomer. As we had yesterday. Kedam Rav Chizda Be'ezras Nashim Achanami Be'ezras Nashim. So I read in the Ezras Nashim, and as we mentioned, it's a discussion in the post, in the Rishonim, what the source for that halacha is. Halacha Moshe Visina, Apasik, Daraisa, Darabanan, Vichulu. Vishimchu Chachamim. And the rabbis were very happy that he stood up. Shimchu, Michal, the shopper of it. What, did he do the right thing? Yamar Avashi. Afil Lamanda Amar, Nasi Shemachal Akvodo, Kvodo Machol. Melech Shemachal Akvodo, and Kvodo Machol. A king is not allowed to be Machol on his covered. Shinemar, Som Tasim Alecha, Melech Shetehe, Emaso Alecha. So why were the rabbis so happy? A king is not allowed to be Machol on his covered. Answer, Mitzvah Shiny. For a mitzvah, he can. What does that mean? Any mitzvah? The Gemara says in Ksubis, asks Tosfos, if there's a kala going by, a king doesn't lower himself for a kala, right? He's not allowed to. What do you mean? Mitzvah. A levaya. So Tosfos has an important yisod. A little more than halfway down in Tosfos, in the big Tosfos, Tosfos says, it's only when it says mitzvah shani, it means a mitzvah ben adam l'makom. It means a mitzvah l'kvot shamayim. That's when a king is allowed to be mochel on his covet. Because remember, a king's covet all comes from Hashem. V'nira l'taret, says Tosfos, right in the middle. D'davka hacha shayach l'meimer mitzvah shani. D'mochel l'kvot mishum kavet ha-Torah. Shum kavet ha-Shechina. Right, skip lines. Umare ba'atzmo she'ema shechina alav. But to give kavod to a baser v'adam? No, that's the din. Som tase malach ha-melech. So that doesn't mean stam a mitzvah. It means specifically a mitzvah related to kavod ha-shechina. Weiter. Ukshi gia lo sucha lases. Then he started crying and they said, no, it's okay. So here is the sugi in Shas from here to the end of the parak about chanufa. About inappropriate flattering. Right here. Tana, Mishmei de Rabbi Nasan, Beyosa Shon is Chaibu Sona Yisro Kliya. When the Jews flattered Agrippas, right, who was not following Halacha, the Jews were Chayiv destruction. Shechnifu lo l'Agrippas, they were Machnif, the smack. One of the Sefer HaMitzvahs writes, this is included in the Isser of Losadar Pnei Gadol, which Pasos means that if you're a Dayan, you shouldn't show favoritism to a rich person, but included in that is the Isser of Chanufa. Is Rav Chanufa, one of the midas that are discussed by all the Baalei Mussar. There are other averis related to this. So the Biurei Adaf, there are 10 other averis related to this. There's Lefnei Iver, there's a lack of Tochacha, many other Isurim, but the mida of Chanufa is something that Chazal pick up on. Let's do a little bit and then we'll have to continue. Amar Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, miyom shegavar agrupa shel Chanufa, from the time that Chanufa became a tremendous power. It means at this moment in time, when Chazal did this, when the Bnei Yisrael did this, nisavsu hadinim, v'niskalkulu hamasim, right, din became crooked, and maisim became crooked, v'in adam yacholo marlecha, they wrote, ma'asai gedolim yimasecha. Nobody could brag about their maisim, because everything got confused and mixed up, because of the chanufa, and they're giving kavod to the ones that should not have covet. What was so bad about what happened to Agrippas? So Rashi says, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here, Rashi says, who was his father? His mother was a Jew. Right, but Rashi says his father was not. And therefore, Rashi says, on the fourth or fifth skinny line, Avagadimam Yisrael ein ro'i l'malchus de'eved haya v'zila milsa. It's not appropriate. His father was an eved, so therefore it's zila milsa, which is like pasnished. Right, it's inappropriate. Tosfos says, I can't imagine that so many Jews died and Hashem got so angry because of a pasnisht, right? Because of a drabanan at most. Says Tosfos, no, this was a violation of an Isser D'Oraisa. Even though Tosfos has a yesod, a very important Tosfos, third wide line in Tosfos, on the bottom, even though it's true that if your mother's Jewish, you could do many other positions of authority in Judaism, but to be the king, you got to have both Jewish. To be the king, on a D'Oraisa level, says Tosfos on the fifth wide line, Avol Melech Chazar v'shana Allah mikarav achecha tasim alecha Melech to kapit krakav imelech achihe mamish mikarav mimutza me'aviv v'imo miYisrael v'zu aisa chanufa shemalach v'zroa shelo kedin Torah v'hodu lo v'chziku b'kach, and that's the onesh. And Tosfos even continues, says, why is chanufa so bad? Because it's kind of like geneva. You're more worried about the guy than about Hashem. Right, Geneva, right? You steal because you don't think Hashem sees. So he says, "B'davar shemachlev l'chaver machmas yirasu mipanav ve'inochoshes al yiras hakadosh baruch hu va'osa ayin shalamala kilu eino roe." So that's what Tosfos says. What is so bad? There's a shaila that Nodeb Yehuda discusses. What about Rechavam? Rechavam also had a problem. His the son of Shlomo. Right, his mother was not from perfect lineage. So the Nodeb Yehuda says Melech ben Melech is different. Just like you don't need Mashiach HaMeikra Adin. Once your father's the king, then you have more flexibility as the child. But a first king in a line? So that has to be very a higher standard. There's one other point, and then I guess we'll have to continue with this tomorrow. Ramosha Feinstein has an unbelievable tshuva where he discusses there was a doctor who, if you never saw it, you can look it up in our Chaim Chelik Beis. There was a doctor that did so much chesed, and everybody loved him, ala milus, and he did gave a lot of free consultations, v'chulu v'chulu, but he was married to a guy. Are you allowed to give him any covet in shul? Specifically, psicha. At least give him psicha. Could you give him sicha? Rav Moshe was asked. So he goes through a whole long tshuva where he ends up saying yes. Because everybody knows you're only giving him sicha because of all the other good things that he does. You're not being machshiv and being machabid him and saying, oh, it's great that you're married to a goya. Right? Rav Moshe says, if that would be the case, you're not allowed to be machabid him dafka in the specific aveira. He says, maker, then you can even give him an aliyah. But Rav Moshe says, we're knowing not to do that. We're knowing not to do that because that's considered a real coven. But psicha, what's psicha? So Rav Moshe says that at the end of the day, that is not chanufa, and one would be able to do that because of all the other tzrachim. If it's but if it's dafka in something, in some way that it's to be mimachazik his avera, so that would be worse. Okay, maybe just one more minute. Let's just do one more minute. Darash Rabbi Yehuda, because tomorrow is also a big daf. Darash Rabbi Yehuda by Marava v'tem Rishim and Pazi mutal haklev l'rishon b'olam hazeh. You can be machnif the wicked in Olam Hazeh. Shneamar lo yikarei od l'naval nadiv ulekilai lo yamar shoa. That's talking about Yemos HaMashiach. People aren't going to call that the disgusting people nadiv anymore. Michal de Olam Hazeh shari mashma that Olam Hazeh it is done. It's not going to be like the future. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Arame Hacha. You learn Chanuf is okay to a Rasha from this pasuk. Kir os pnei Elokim vaterseini. Yaakov Avinu calls Esav Elokim Elohim. Upligad Rabbi Levi. Dumb Rabbi Levi, right? Chazal pick up and say there's an opposite suggestion. Why did Yaakov do that? Mashal shal Yaakov Esav ma'ad aradome. La'adav shazim nes chadeir v'hikir bosh mevakish lahargo. I walk into somebody's house. I realize he wants to kill me. Amar lo, tam tavshal zesh ani toim. Ketavshal shat amti beveis ha-melech. I had this in the president's house last week. Amar yadal le'malka. You know the king. Mistavi v'lo katile. So Yaakov was just kind of like dropping some hints that he fought with a malach, and therefore Esav should not start up with him. Amar Abelazar, kol adam sheyesh bo chanufa mevi af la'olam. He brings anger to the world. Shneamar v'chanfi lev yasimu af. V'lo od ela she'ein tfilaso nishma'as. Shneamar lo yishavu ki asaram. Even, I won't listen ki asaram, even with all the isurin, I'm not going to listen because of the chanufa. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem will continue more chanufa, talking about chanufa on tomorrow's daf.